following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Introducing a faster way to push to talk. AT&T Enhanced Push to Talk. AT&T delivers more of what your business needs. Instant communication, up to 1,000 contacts, plus a broad array of devices and platforms. Visit att.com/enhancedptt3 to get your business started with a free Samsung Rugby Pro. You pushed to talk, we pushed it further. AT&T, rethink possible.
Limited time offer. Free phone on new activations only. Requires 2-year commitment to eligible voice and data plans, plus activation of AT&T Enhanced Push to Talk service.
Led Zeppelin, Celebration Day, the legendary 2007 concert live in London at the O2 Arena. 16 classic tracks. Over 2 hours of music. Led Zeppelin, Celebration Day. Available now on CD, DVD, and Blu-ray at Best Buy.
You're tuned in to the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. You can join the show by calling the Bruce Furniture fan line, emailing the Dent Popper inbox, by sending us a tweet or a Facebook message. The show that brings you guests that offer the best insight from the top professionals in sports.
Stu Pospisil, Omaha World Herald. Brian Rosenthal, beat writer for the Lincoln Journal Star. From ESPN, ESPN.com, Adam Rittenberg. Steve Sippel, the Lincoln Journal Star. Mike Babcock of Huskers Illustrated. Sean Callahan of HuskerOnline.com.
As well as the top athletes and coaches in sports.
Tim Miles in his initial visit to the Doug and Daddy Show. U.S. Olympian Tervell Delagnev. Doug O'Neill, winning trainer of All Have Another.
Who will be on the show today? Let's find out by heading to the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth for the Doug and Daddy Show.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to another edition of the Doug and Daddy Show here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. It is Thursday, and that means Spencer Schubert with us on the show today, and we are jam-packed. Got a lot to talk about. We're going to catch up with Pete Roussel from CoachingSearch.com. All these moves in the offseason, as we always see, it just seems like there's so many of them. And Vince Morrow leaving Nebraska to go to Kentucky. We'll talk a little bit about that with Pete. Also coming up, Luke Hoover to answer your fantasy football questions. Many people either just starting their playoffs or into the second round of their playoffs. And that means that if you're in the second round, some of the big boys may be out already, some players you don't have to worry about, so all of a sudden your guys are maybe better. And also Mike Shadwinkle, Grand Island Wrestling coach, is going to join us here in just a few minutes. The Flatwater Fracas continues to get bigger, and it's this weekend at the Heartland Event Center. PBR Challenge brought to you by the Midway Auto Dealership Midway Auto Dealership here from our broadcast booth. We'll give you a chance to win tickets later on in the show. What's going on, man?
No, not a whole lot. Just living the dream. Second day off in a row from the old TV network station. So soaking in this nice weather. It's almost golf weather. Almost. Everybody always hears me talk about golf weather. It's TV on here. It's almost time to get the clubs back out. I don't know.
I think you should.
It's nice.
I think you should. Rumor was that there was play on the golf courses here in Kearney, and I'm sure everywhere else yesterday that there were people out there.
I might just sneak
in. Today's way nicer.
I'm not even going to call in. I'm just going to sneak onto one, see if they catch me.
They come after you after cart. You little whippersnapper from NDB!
They'll have a little flag on top of the cart.
Yeah, well, we are handicapped in more ways than one. Speaking of golf, Tom Watson named the U.S. Ryder Cup captain. I think that's kind of a big deal. Again, if you're a golfer, if you're into that, I think a lot is done by the captain. Now, some people on the negative side are going to say, why are you got a 65? He'll be 65 at that time. Why would you bring a 65-year-old to connect with these guys? I think he is one of the rare men that can do that, because I think he still plays enough and challenged for a British Open title here in the last 3 years that there's still a lot there for him.
Well, I was just about to say he did challenge for that British Open title. I mean, going into that Sunday, what was it, 2-3 years ago now when he made that run and he was leading at the top of the leaderboard going into Sunday? I mean, he's a guy that competitively – he'll have his course. You know, that year at the British Open, that was his course. He knew that course up and down. And watch the Masters every year. Guys like Tom Watson, even, you could even say Nicholas and Palmer will get a birdie here and there out there at Augusta just because they've played the track so many times. So depending on where the Ryder Cup is this year, I don't know the actual course yet or if they've announced that yet.
It's going to be at the Glen Eagles in Scotland. That was another reason that they picked him because the last time that the United States won on foreign soil, hard to believe, is 1993. And, of course, the Brits and the Scots love him as well.
Yeah, absolutely. He's a universal guy, and I think it's a great pick for the Americans.
Doug and Daddy Show. Doug due to Spencer Schubert. Let's get into our local scene and get ready for the annual Flatwater Fracas, which is this weekend at the Heartland Events Center. More teams than ever before, but still the same high level of competition. Friday and Saturday, and Mike Shadwinkle, who put the dream into reality, and now it's almost a given as they continue to grow this. Mike Shadwinkle, the Grand Island wrestling coach, four-time defending state champions, joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Good morning, Coach.
Morning. How you doing?
Well, everything's fine here. I'm sure everything's in place, and you guys have just got your feet up on the desk waiting for this thing to start.
Yeah, pretty much. Now we're actually getting mats set up and getting everything ready to go. So been a busy week, but it's a great event, and we're excited about it, and it's a labor of love.
Coach, I think I talked to you earlier this week, and you said 13 teams started this thing. I think you said this year we're looking at 32. Just talk about the growth of this event and what you've been able to do with it over the last 5 years.
It's been a really cool thing, just watching it grow. And Joe Cutlass, AD here at Grand Island, and myself kind of put this thing together. And he gives me credit for having the vision. I guess I had the idea, and then he's been great at helping me push it along and been great working at it. But we started with 13 teams the first year, and we actually had an invitational set up this weekend, and we added a couple of more teams, told them we were going to go to duels, we're going to do it on 2 days, and then we've just been out hustling and selling it and trying to get a few more teams every year, and here we are. We've reached our goal of getting to 32 teams, this is our sixth year now, so it's taking a little while, but we've gotten it done, and now we're just going to keep building and keep trying to add to the intensity and the amount of good quality teams every year.
Mike Shadwinkle, Grand Island wrestling coach, joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. What does expansion in the big picture mean? Now, you've always had quality teams. Do we just have more teams? Do we have more quality teams? Or is it kind of I'm looking at it, it looks like, hey, there's one or two more quality teams. There's a couple in the middle. There's a couple of young programs. How do you see it?
I see it similar. I think we've added the depth of the tournament. I think the overall quality has improved a little bit, every year. It's hard to just add a whole bunch of teams and become, 32 after starting with 13 and not, just be able to say we've gotten better and better and better every year. But I think the overall depth of the tournament has improved. I think that it's harder to find a weak link in the tournament now than it was a couple of years ago, even with the increase in numbers. I don't remember, I haven't looked at it, but somebody told me we've got like 9 of the top 10 in Class A, and then obviously quite a few great, strong Class B schools, and, Central City and C, number one ranked team in Class C. And so, it's definitely a pretty deep tournament.
Coach, the casual fan might have been to a duel when it's just a team taking on a team. Some have been to some invites. How would you characterize the atmosphere of this fracas? How would you compare it to somebody that hasn't been there that might be thinking about coming this year?
Well, I think the neat thing about it is it is a team format, so it's still duels, and that's exciting for the casual fan because you can go watch the team that you're most interested in. But you're also going to see teams from all over the state. You're going to see Class A, Class B, Class C. You're going to see teams from Colorado and Kansas and Wyoming. And I think just the ability to sit down and watch 10 duels going on simultaneously is like no other event in the state of Nebraska. And that's kind of the neat thing about it. And then you're going to see teams and this has always been my vision with this thing is I always wanted to pair up teams that would never see each other on a normal basis. You might have a Blair dueling North Platte, You know, I mean, that's something that would never happen. You know, you might have a Manhattan, Kansas wrestling a team out of Omaha. You know, I mean, it's just, there's just a lot of different matchups that take place that are just rare. And that's kind of one of the neat things about it.
Mike, do you draw them out of a hat, or it appears to me you kind of place them, don't you?
Yeah, we place them. We want, and I guess to, without boring everybody, I'll kind of go through the process of how I do it. I pull about four or five different people, and I say, rank the top 10 or 12 teams or 16 teams, rank them how you would rank them. And then I get that information back from three or four different people, five people, and then I take them, and then I just kind of add up a point system, and then I seed them out 1 through 16 in this case, and then I place the top 16 teams in a pool, and then I place the top 8 in a pool, and then I come back and wrap them back around 9 with 8, 10 with 7, and put the top 2 teams in every pool. And then from there, we always send an email out to every coach that's in the fracas and say, you know, list a few teams maybe that you would really rather not see. You know, for instance, we've seen Kearney the last two weekends. We don't necessarily need to see Kearney again. You know, Grand Island Northwest doesn't need to see Aurora. You know, and so there's a lot of those kind of matchups that we try to help our teams out with, and don't pit them with people that they don't, you know, that they're already going to see on their schedule. So then it's just kind of a chess game trying to figure out how to try to help out, make all those requests take place. And it doesn't always work out, but, you know, we want to try to accommodate our teams and help them see teams that they're not normally going to see.
Well, Coach, I think there's somewhat of a secret here that you need to fill us in on. This thing's been running 5 years, and all of a sudden GI is the four-time state champion in Class A. You have something to tell us here?
Well, you know, we definitely wanted to host an event where we could see good teams, and we want to, you know, it helps our program. And, you know, I don't think it's a great secret, but I think everybody has, you know, a lot of people have the same idea I do. If I've got a good competitive team, I want to see other good competitive teams, and, you know, it helps make your team better when you go have to, you know, wrestle against other good teams. And so I think a lot of people have jumped on board and wanted to be a part of that, and, you know, maybe a lot of people wanted to see us too, and we wanted to see other good teams, and it's worked out.
Grand Island Coach Mike Shadwinkle for just another minute joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. And, folks, if you're Grand Island Islander fans, it's the last time you get to see him at home until the conference tournament the first weekend in February. This team goes to Iowa. They go to Kansas. They go to the top of the Rockies tournament that is going on in Colorado. Two things here, I guess, that I want to make sure I get asked. First, who's going to be the top out-of-state team? And second, you guys are not getting in the clash this year. Just comment on both of those, if you would.
Who's the top out-of-state team we're going to see here this weekend, or that we'll see all throughout the season?
No, this weekend.
This weekend, out-of-state, it's going to be kind of probably either Manhattan, Kansas, or Cheyenne East, Wyoming. I can't remember exactly how Manhattan finished up last year at the state tournament, but I think they were in the top three or four here at this tournament. And then Cheyenne East was second out in 4A in Wyoming. And so they're two pretty good, respectable teams, and they're going to bring some nice flavor to this tournament as well.
Well, Coach, he brings up a good point. You're going to Iowa, you're going to Kansas, you're going to Colorado. Talk about the fact that for Nebraska competition, this weekend's about it for the next month for you guys.
Yeah, we're going to go to the Omaha Creighton Prep Invite right away after Christmas. So it's for those people that are kind of, you know, really looking at the Omaha Burke Grand Island matchup. You know, we potentially could bump into each other here this weekend, and then we may see them again. We will see them again at the Omaha Creighton Prep Invite on the 29th of December. They'll be there as well. So, but then after that, we are out of state the entire month of January, with the exception of a duel with Aurora. So it's definitely a travel heavy schedule this year.
Mike, last thing here: how do you think the team has performed? I mean, you've won what you've competed in so far, and I know there's some people that think Burke, it's their time to end your reign. So I know there's some motivation for the kids there. But just how are the kids doing so far?
Well, I think we've done a nice job the first couple of weeks, and, you know, any time you're a coach, you're always looking at, hey, what can we improve upon? What do we need to do better? And this year and this team is no exception. These first 2 weeks, we found some things that you know, we've really got to shore up and we've got to get better on. And, you know, the more times we compete, the more things we find that we need to get better with. And so, you know, I feel real good about how we've competed the first 2 weeks and winning the two events that we've won, and how we've competed against the teams we've competed with has been good. I think we've had a good measuring stick early in the season, but, you know, there's a lot of season to come and a lot more to go, and so there's constant improvement is always the goal.
Well, Michael, we'll let you get back to work there. We look forward to another great Flatwater Fracas this weekend at the Heartland Event Center. Gets underway 10 a.m. tomorrow morning, 10:30 on Saturday. Mm-hmm. It's always great action. And, Mike, thanks for the time. We'll chat again soon. Have a great holiday.
Hey, absolutely. I appreciate it. You guys, too. Thanks for having me on.
You bet. Mike Shadwinkle, head wrestling coach at Grand Island. For the folks that are going over and don't know, let's take a look at the teams that are in everybody's pool. Grand Island is in with Ralston Valley, Bennington, and Norfolk. Kearney in their pool. They will have Hastings Adams Central, Blair, and Manhattan, Kansas. Hastings High is in with Bellevue East, Lincoln Southeast, and Syracuse. Also, Grand Island Central Catholic is in with Central City, Lincoln North Star, and Omaha Burke. They put Burke in. I just noticed that. I scanned this like 8 times, and I just noticed that Burke and Central City, who some people have number one in A and number one in C, mm-hmm. are in the same pool. I find that a little bit interesting, that maybe Central City doesn't get a nod as a top 8. Maybe that's mm-hmm. what Coach wants over there. So we'll see. Also, Papillion-La Vista South, North Platte, St. Paul, Nebraska City. Aurora is in with Weld Central High School, Lincoln Southwest, and Donovan Trumbull. Cheyenne East out of Wyoming, Grand Island Northwest, Gothenburg, and Papillion-La Vista. And then Omaha North is with Holdridge, Columbus, and Gretna, all part of the Flatwater Fracas. Folks, you can talk about that, watch all of your favorite sports, and enjoy a good lunch or an afternoon snack or an evening mm-hmm. meal at Cunningham's, downtown Kearney, on the Bricks, where their daily lunch special is a specialty burger, domestic draft, only $6.49, but they also have Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and they got a daily special.
Those other days,
and
those
days. You can get that every day, and they do have daily specials. You don't have to get a special. You can try one of their great pizzas, maybe just a little mini one for you, maybe a big one for the whole crew. Mm-hmm. They've got the skewers, the shrimp, the salads, the burgers, the Juicy Lucy. Great appetizers, and it's all there for you. Cunningham's, where you can watch all the bowl games and all the NFL action. Take a break from your holiday shopping and your Christmas shopping, and maybe even bring the gang out, maybe just a small little party where they're going to have fun this weekend. Cunningham's Journal on the Bricks, downtown mm-hmm. Kearney. Coming up on the Doug and Daddy Show with Spencer Schubert, we will be joined by our friend Pete Roussel, who we've had on a few times, but not so far during this coach changing season. CoachingSearch.com. He'll join us and get those fantasy football questions in, folks. Luke Hoover will be joining us from RotoWire. You can email him, DougAndDaddy@ESPNSuperstation.com. You can Facebook him to us, and all you have to do is go to Central Nebraska's ESPN Superstation and like us on Facebook. Plus, we've got PBR tickets to give away. We had the challenge yesterday. Have you ridden a mechanical bull?
No, I have not and will not.
Oh, that's part of the Midway PBR Challenge coming up this weekend, Saturday night. And we're going to give you a chance to win a pair of tickets to that. So keep listening. We'll be right back.
Are you looking for affordable, high-speed internet? Then Arcom has the service you're looking for. Whether you're in town or rural, Arcom can offer you high-speed internet for only $25 a month. That's right, just $25 a month. Get all your online needs met before the Christmas rush. Don't wait. Call today, 308-237-7266. That's Arcom for just $25 a month. Call today and get free installation. Arcom, 308-237-7266. Call now.
Here's a couple things you might not know about Jerseys in Kearney. They offer lunch under $6 every day, and there's something going on every night of the week. Like on Mondays, 45-cent wings. Tuesdays, happy day. That's happy hour all day long. There's a late night happy hour Monday through Thursday from 9 until 11 p.m. Not to mention free Wi-Fi, Keno and Trickle cards. There's something every day for everyone at Jersey Sports Bar. Your true neighborhood sports bar where the grill and the game are always on. Located in the Vista Point Shopping Center, Kearney.
Don't miss the action on AuctionTime.com, where every Wednesday is auction day. AuctionTime.com features farm and construction equipment, trucks, trailers, and parts auctions ending every Wednesday. To bid on a machine, register for free on the AuctionTime.com website or from anywhere using an iPhone or an Android with the free AuctionTime.com apps. AuctionTime charges no buyer's fees and has no hidden reserves. Save time and money for your operation and visit AuctionTime.com today.
This week, my Target shopping list is full of...
Yay, an iPod Touch!
And I'm also saving on...
An iPad!
Oh, thanks, honey.
Because this year, I'm saving big at Target.
Sweet, Mom! An iPhone!
And that's huge.
Dream big, save bigger at Target. Get a $50 gift card when you purchase an iPad until December 15th. Offer excludes iPad Mini. Use your Target debit or credit red card to save an additional 5% on all electronics and get free shipping at Target.com. See program rules in store for 5% red card discount restrictions.
When it comes to Husker game day, my buddies and I head down to Cunningham's Journal, the best place to watch all your favorite sports. Have a great bite to eat, drink the coldest draft beer in town, and most importantly, watch the Husker game on the huge 10-foot projector screen. This year, every time you come for the game, you can register to win a 70-inch HD TV from Russell's Appliance and a Coors Light Super Bowl party from Cunningham's. If you win, could I come? Anyways, escape ordinary and head to Cunningham's Journal on game day, 23rd Street, downtown Kearney.
More exciting high school basketball action comes your way on our network of stations this week and on PlatteRiverPreps.com. Thursday, here on ESPN, the Gibbon Buffaloes welcome in the Ravenna Blue Jays. And on Classic Hits 98.9, Minden is at Grand Island Central Catholic. The doubleheaders get underway at 6. On Friday, we'll be bringing you Kearney High, hosting the Grand Island Boys at 7:45 here on ESPN, while St. Cecilia is at Sutton Friday on 1230 KHAS. It's more high school basketball this week.
Sunny to partly cloudy skies develop across the area today with a high up in the mid-50s. Winds out of the west still meanwhile stay from 5 to 10. For tonight, skies will stay mainly clear with a low temperature near 20. I'm meteorologist Paul Frobley. Right now it's 46.
Frosty the snowman was a jolly happy soul, with a corn cob pipe and a button nose and two eyes made out of coal. Frosty the Snowman is a fairy tale, they say. He was made of snow, but the children know how he came to life one day.
There must have been some magic in that old sugar hat they frowned. But when they placed it on his head, he began to dance.
Doug and Daddy
around.
Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Frosty Radio Superstation. John and Carney says, I want to see old 47 County up on the bowl Saturday night. John, you never know. That's all I'm going to say.
We'll have a news camera there.
Back in the day, I don't know, I'm not even going to go there. Back in the day, it wouldn't have been quite as much of a challenge as it would be today.
Right.
Wow. Back in the day, what an existence that was. 888-455-3776. We're going to give you a chance to win tickets to the Midway PBR Challenge coming up a little bit later on in the program. Continue to send in your fantasy football questions for Luke Hoover of RotoWire. And just a little bit, Pete Roussel will join us from CoachingSearch.com. Well, folks, the holidays, the bowl games. Wouldn't a new recliner or sofa make the bowl games so much better as you sit back and enjoy? Well, the more you're indoors over the winter means the more you see how some of your furniture might need to be replaced and updated. New furniture is the most inexpensive way to remodel your home, and with Bruce Furniture and Kearney Hastings Holdridge and Alliance, they'll take care of you as they always have for 35 years. Free delivery. They take out the old furniture. They've got straightforward pricing. That means there's no fine print. Customer-focused, service-based selling. That means they are trying to make you happy in layman's terms. And they've got a great selection and just right for you in-home guarantee, which means you get it home and it doesn't fit or look like you thought it would. Take it back. Get something that will. Bruce Furniture, it's just right for you. Wishing you the happiest of holidays and thanking you for your business in 2012 and in the past, and I know in the future. Kearney Hastings, Holdridge, and Alliance. Bruce Furniture, the place to be. Oh, my. With Coach, let's go to the Dent Popper inbox again. John and Kearney, a different John. With Coach Morrow leaving, it is going to change some decisions of some of our top targets. Is Bo Sandlin one we will lose, and we need a tight end that can play now with the ones that are leaving? Not a good time to have a coach leave, but it all boils down to money. It's kind of funny that, again, only in Nebraska would we worry about somebody tagged as a grad assistant leaving the program.
Right, yeah. I mean, Morrow, he's a guy that if you're going to leave, this is the year to do it when you have Ben Cotton, Kyler Reed, two guys that have pretty much made the tight end position outside of, what would you say, Matt Henrien? I think it was his name.
Harrien.
There we go. See, I'm trying to get my names back. I mean, that's the last tight end, I think, before this latest crop of kids came through that really, really made hay at the tight end position. So some of that you can credit to Morrow, but Morrow's been on the staff for, I believe, what, 2 years?
Yeah, and I caught up with Sean Callahan from Husker Online, and John, I asked him that question, will these five Ohio recruits think about going to Kentucky, even though you chuckle a little bit that Nebraska is better than Kentucky, even though they are an SEC program. Here's what Sean said.
No, and I know Vince well enough that he's not going to let those kids leave Nebraska to go to Kentucky. I mean, that would be really, really bad on his part and burn a bridge with Nebraska and Bo Pelini. Vince is not going to do that with those guys. And Nebraska is a much better program than Kentucky. Let's not kid ourselves. And we've talked to all the Ohio kids, and all of them said they're fully committed in Nebraska at this point still. And the biggest one, though, is Sandland, because Bo Sandland, a big part of his recruitment is the position coach, and he wants to know who will be coaching him next season.
So there you go. There's your answer to that question. And, again, I kind of asked Sean, I said, is this – I get that he's moving in Nebraska, just doesn't have a spot to elevate him to get him the money that you kind of need. And he said, no, hey, this isn't leaving one Youngstown boy for another Youngstown Ohio boy. He says Bo Pelini actually kind of recommended Vince.
You know, I think Bo Pelini, he even said that he recommended Vince to Mark Stoops to take this position. And for his career, it makes the most sense at this time.
So there you go. Hopefully that answers your question. Sean Callahan from HuskerOnline.com.
Yeah, I mean, Morrow, I mean, what are you going to do when you're offered an assistant coaching position and you're a grad assistant? Anywhere. Doesn't matter if you're coaching for your own father. If another coach is his old buddy, his old drinking buddy from back in the day that Doug likes to talk about back in the prime. But when you get that offer, what are you going to do? Of course you're going to take a bigger offer. That's why you're in coaching. That's why you're at the college level. I'm sure he wants to be a head coach himself someday. I mean, Bo Pelini, guess what? He was a grad assistant. All these guys, most of them were grad assistants. You don't just graduate college and all of a sudden pick up the D coordinator job at Florida State. You grow and you start a grad assistant. You get to an assistant coach. You get to a position coach, then a coordinator, then a head coach, possibly even the NFL if you're good enough. I mean, that's the trend now anymore. Chip Kelly's next on the block. So it just shows you the coaching cycle. So you can't blame Morrow for leaving like this.
No, and especially if it's with the blessing of Bo and they all get together. And that's supposed to be kind of what your buddy system is, that you move them where they can go. And Pete Roussel joins us here from Coaching Search. .com. Been a long time, Pete. How's it going?
Always a pleasure, guys. It's going well. It's busy. Let's just say that. this time of year, the coaching carousel. My website really, the purpose is to serve as a filter for information for coaches, athletic directors, NFL front office personnel. But fans really enjoy the content on the site this time of year with all the movement from the coaches and. Yeah, it's just such an entertaining and intriguing. There's so many storylines, whether it's the head coaches, you got young guys getting their first opportunities. You just talked about a graduate assistant at Nebraska leaving for Kentucky. Certainly can't blame him. Anytime you're able to get a full-time job, that's a great thing for any coach. But it's going to be interesting the next couple of weeks, see how some of these things play out.
Well, I mean, I guess for you personally, what has been the coaching move that has surprised you the most? You see a bunch every year. Which one really stood out to you so far in the early coaching change season, we could say?
Well, I think the most surprising was Brett Bielema leaving Wisconsin to go to Arkansas. I don't think anybody saw that coming. A lot of people thought that Gary Patterson, including myself, would be the guy at Arkansas, and you know, for Jeff Long to make that decision, I think the whole state of Arkansas was, it took them a couple of days to say, did we just really hire Brett Bielema from Wisconsin?
Talking with Pete Roussel, joining us here from CoachingSearch.com on the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio. Still some vacancies out there. What are you hearing right now, and which one could be the next one to tumble?
Yeah, there's still about six jobs open. Of course, you have San Jose State. You know, the Western Michigan head coaching job is in day 27 of their search. Some of these schools take a couple of days. Well, Western Michigan's on day 27. I don't know what they're doing. You still got Temple. The Temple job is open. You've got Wisconsin. That's the biggest job. What else is there? I think there's two or three others that are still open. And Kent State is open. Of course, Daryl Hazel left there to go to Purdue. So let's see what happens in the next couple of weeks. The biggest thing right now is all of these coaches are now jockeying for sometimes a lot of the same coaches. You know, guys are trying to fill coordinator positions, offensive coordinators, defensive coordinators, special teams coordinators, and everybody's trying to make sure they surround themselves with strong recruiters.
Well, it looks like Wisconsin, the big gig out there right now, everybody really had Paul Christ pegged for it. It sounded like he was going to be coming. All of a sudden now it sounds like he's going to be staying at Pittsburgh. He's starting to pledge his allegiance out there. Do you think that's going to hold? Do you think he's going to Wisconsin? What do you think the status of that job opening right now really is out there in Madison?
Yeah, I think Paul Christ would be a great fit at Wisconsin, but I don't see that happening. I think he's already come out and stated, I don't think Paul Christ is going to go against his word. When he says, I'm going to remain at Pitt, you don't see a coach, the way that he said it, usually change his mind or go against the grain and make a move like that. Boy, that would be terrible for Pitt, having gone through so many coaches in the last couple of years, whether it was Dave Wanstead, Todd Graham. Of course, they now got, you know, Paul Christ. But I think Wisconsin athletic director Barry Alvarez will go in a different direction. I am not certain that Barry Alvarez won't be the head coach of the Badgers next year. A lot of people aren't talking about that. You know, I listened to an interview with Barry Alvarez yesterday, and he didn't rule that out. So let's see what happens. They'll have no shortage of great candidates for the job. A lot of people love the stability, and, you know, you're the only school in state, really, at Wisconsin, and you got such fan support from the fan base. So let's see what they do. He's got a big decision to make, I know that.
Pete, who's made a mistake? And I don't just mean in maybe hiring their next coach, but maybe even firing. I know there's some people inside the Colorado program that are still shocked that they didn't give their guy a chance. Did somebody make a mistake by getting rid of a coach here recently?
Yeah, I don't think Colorado made a mistake dismissing John Embry. I actually worked for Mike McIntyre, their new head coach, as a graduate assistant at Ole Miss under David Cutcliffe in the early 2000s. You know, Mike McIntyre's a guy, he's going to go into that program, do exactly what he did at San Jose State. He's going to surround himself with a bunch of coaches from the West Coast. He'll bring a number of those guys from San Jose State, and he's got the attitude, certainly, to turn around that program. I just took a look moments ago, just posted it, actually, on CoachingSearch.com, his buyout figures for the next couple of years. Basically, he won't be leaving Colorado because he's got a $2.3 million buyout after next season. By 2017, it only drops to $1 million. You know, a lot of athletic directors don't even want to pay $1 million to buy out a coach. So I think he's going to be there for the long run at Colorado. He'll try and get that program turned around. I don't know if anybody's made a big mistake. Guys, the most important thing, I think everybody wants to make quick conclusions about was that a great hire? Was that a bad hire? Well, the key to everything is not just the head coach. It's about the nine assistant coaches that he surrounds himself with. That's what great leaders do. They surround themselves with great people. I think Brian Harsin at Arkansas State's a really interesting hire. I think he'll do a great job filling out his staff, and I think he really, really fits in well at this time at Arkansas State. You got to give their administration a lot of credit. They've moved really quickly the last three times the jobs come open, whether it was when they hired Hugh Freeze, when they hired Gus Malzahn, and now they just hired Brian Harsin away from Texas. it looks like they know what they're doing. But time will tell, guys.
Well, one of the interesting moves I thought out there in the coaching carousel was Tommy Tuberville bolting Texas Tech, going out to Cincinnati. I want to get your take on that move and their hire of Cliff Kingsbury here just the other day.
Yeah, you know, Tommy Tuberville, everybody wants to make a big deal. Why would you leave Texas Tech for Cincinnati? And Tommy Tuberville just said this morning, he was on the Dan Patrick radio station, radio show, and he said, guys, listen, there's so many things that the public doesn't know. You know, coaches don't just base decisions on things that you think, that the public thinks they know. You know, there's a lot of other things that go into it, you know. I don't know if Tommy Tuberville's wife was the happiest living in Lubbock, Texas. You know, there's a lot of things that go into it. You know, anytime you can surround yourself, you know, his athletic director at Cincinnati was a guy that he worked with for 5 years at Auburn University. And that's always comforting when you're going to work with a guy that you know what to expect, you're going to be on the same page with. You know, I just think a lot of coaches want to make sure whatever they're doing, they're going to be happy. And I think Tommy Tuberville is going to feel a little bit more comfortable at Cincinnati working for a guy that he's on the same page with. Not that he wasn't on the same page with Kirby Howcutt, but that wasn't the athletic director that hired him at Texas Tech, if you remember. So at the end of the day, he's going to go back to doing what he did at Auburn. He'll run, you know, more ball control offense. He'll get away from the four wides, up-tempo style, and bring it back, try to win the game with running the football, stopping the run, playing great defense and special teams. And at the end of the day, it really didn't shock me that he took that job.
Pete Roussel, just a couple questions I've got left for you. Since we're here in Nebraska, from CoachingSearch.com, you can go to CoachingSearch.com. You can follow on Twitter, at CoachingSearch. Was Bo Pelini ever, what's his value out there? And, of course, Nebraska fans got to know, was he ever in consideration for any of those job openings?
Yeah, I really don't think Bo Pelini was. I think he's, I think it came on your show a couple of weeks ago, and I really felt strong that he'd be the head coach in Nebraska next year. You know, I think Bo Pelini's in the right place for Bo Pelini. You know, I think he's got great passion about Nebraska. I know he's taken some heat at different times from the fan base, but the biggest thing is he's going to try and get that defense corrected this offseason. You know, for them to end the season the way they did, I know that left a bitter taste in his mouth, and he'll try and do some things. You know, he's going to head into his second year with Tim Beck as the offensive coordinator next year, and let's see what they do come year two in the Big Ten.
Finally, Pete, there's speculation now, and when the mothership at ESPN in Bristol starts talking about it and puts cover stories in their magazine and ESPN.com, college coaches for the first time are actually having some success in the pro ranks. You look at the Harbaughs, you look obviously at Tampa Bay, and you can kind of go down the list. Will any of these coaches be bolting for the NFL to leave more job openings?
Well, the one guy that could get a head coaching offer would be Chip Kelly, but I think this year there's going to be enormous, unprecedented turnover at the NFL level this offseason. I truly believe that. A lot of coaches are going to be out of jobs. I think more and more college coaches than ever before are going to make the jump from college to the NFL this year. I think NFL organizations realize that a lot of the intricacies of the college game are moving into the NFL game in terms of X's and O's scheme-wise. I think Carolina Panthers head coach Ron Rivera said it best a couple of weeks ago. He said, listen, we really relied on some of our college coaches in their expertise in stopping the spread offense, and that helped them against Cam Newton, against RG3 a couple of weeks ago when they played Washington. I think you'll see a number of the great X and O coaches at the college level make a jump to the NFL organization and receive big pay raises this offseason.
Well, and you can follow it along, folks, at CoachingSearch.com. Pete, we'll let you get back to work. Coach Crocker says, hope everything's going well, says a big hi to you, and we thank you for the time here on the Doug and Daddy Show.
He's a good one, you know. he's never gotten his big break, but Bob Crocker's done a tremendous job at Nebraska Kearney, and Always enjoy seeing him at the AFCA convention. We'll see him in a couple of weeks. It's this year, the AFCA convention, where all the coaches get together. It's in Nashville, Tennessee, and I'm sure he'll be down there.
There is no doubt about it. Hey, Pete, thanks so much for the time. We'll talk again soon.
Sounds good. Thanks a lot, guys.
You bet. Pete Rosell from CoachingSearch.com joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Doug Duda along with Spencer Schubert. Again, it's one of those things, Spencer, that was an idea. I compare it to when Sean Callahan and some of these guys just started being, let's face it, recruiting nerds. Mm-hmm. That's what they were. And there was a spot for it. And now this has taken off. I remember when we first talked to Pete a couple of years ago on the show, he said, this is not what I expected to happen. And, boy, there is so much turnover. And if he's right, how interesting will it be when you're trying to fill spots at Oregon or Notre Dame or whoever? I don't think Nick Saban ever goes back to the pros. You can't say never, but you're not hearing his name. I think it'll be interesting. Yeah, I just think it'll be interesting because then how many guys are still out there? That's a whole new set of dominoes falling.
Well, you have to look at some of the latest moves that everybody's saying this college coaching trend is making. Excuse me. I mean, you look at Pete Carroll. He went to Seattle, a team that, in all rights, a new franchise at the time, but it's a team that was reportedly good. I mean, it wasn't the Dolphins where you're going down to a team that's been in the bottom of the AFC, that's been struggling to get good players in there. The GM might not know exactly what's going on. Then you look at Harbaugh. He goes to San Francisco. That's a pretty good ball club. Yeah. Pretty good, well-run ball club. So that's, I think, what a lot of coaches are going to look at from the college level if they are going to go back to the pros or go to the pros for the first time. I mean, I'm actually really surprised at what's happening down in Tampa Bay right now, to see what Greg Schiano's been able to do in his first season with that team. I mean, you had the whole kneeling gate.
Yeah, at the beginning of the year.
What I'll call it, but kneel gate. But at the same time, he's made Tampa Bay a viable team. He's got Doug Martin on my fantasy team, so he better play him a lot this week. But we'll get to that in a second. But it just shows you that coaches got to have that right fit. For Pete Carroll, Seattle was a great fit. For Harbaugh, great fit out in San Francisco. And now you see for Schiano, great fit in Tampa Bay. So it really just depends, I think, on the team, the coach, and really the management of that NFL franchise. I think that's a lot to do with what the coaches choose.
Pete Rosell and all of our guests on the Doug and Daddy Show, taken care of by our friends at BK, two locations in Kearney, also Lexington, Cozad, and North Platte. Coming up, it is fantasy football time. Luke Hoover is going to join us here, so email him, Facebook him, however you need to get us your questions, and we'll be talking to Luke.
We'll be back with more on the Doug and Daddy Show in just a couple of moments, but Andy from Midway is joining us here in the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth. We've even spruced it up a little bit since last time. But busy time in December. Not busy, not too busy for you guys, though. You're going to open up a couple of extra days.
Yeah.
You're taking care of folks at thinkmidway.com and at Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. You've got some great deals going on.
Yeah, you know, this is going to be a huge week for Midway Auto Dealerships. You have the Midway Auto Dealerships PBR, which is going to be on Saturday. And then you also throw in the fact that the Tri-City Storm Hockey, you got Midway Night also on Saturday. You know, I don't know how we're going to do that. We're still trying to get
two
that thing from the
deals.
Star Trek thing. So we're just going to put one at the Midway PBR and then one at the Midway Night at the Tri-City Storm. But, yeah, there's a lot of great things going on right now, and we understand how important it is for us to be able to accommodate to everybody's needs out there, and this is a busy month. I mean, we were just talking about that off-air also before, and, you know, between family and holidays and end-of-the-year stuff and just going a million different miles an hour trying to get it all in there. But what we've done is we're actually going to be open on the 16th and on the 30th, which are both Sundays from around noon to 5. And then we're actually going to be open during the morning of Christmas Eve just so we can provide more hours. You know, it's funny. I mean, you look at the Walmarts and the Targets and the retail stores, you know, the Russells, things like that. And during December, they don't go ahead and shorten their hours down. Everybody expands their hours to accommodate to everybody that's out there. But a lot of great things going on. The biggest thing that you're going to be hearing from Midway over the next 2 to 3 weeks is going to be, why buy a 2012 over a 2013? There's a couple different reasons why. One of the big reasons that you might want to look at a 2012 is because the 2012 Ram 2500 and Ram 1-ton is actually the last urea-free diesel that's out there that's available. Now, the nice part about that is you're going to have lower overall costs of maintenance and ownership. You know, you get that true diesel sound. And, you know, a lot of guys are just stuck and they love that. And that's okay. We've got plenty of those. I think we have about 10 to 15 diesels remaining. Nice part is, for all you guys who like to use that vehicle as a rugged, rugged workhorse, you better get on in here. But outside of that, there's not really a big difference in terms of price between the 13s and the 12s. You know, you start talking Jeep Compasses, Jeep Grand Cherokees, there might be only be $1,000 difference. Chrysler 200s. I know that if I had the opportunity to buy a brand new 2013 over 2012 and it was only going to cost me about $1,000 or literally be about the same money, I'd want to go with that vehicle that's really a new vehicle,
yeah.
Not the one that's already been sitting on the lot for over a year. And that's what we're really challenging everybody out there. We can go ahead and we can find you all the 2012s you want, but at the same time, maybe spending the same money or an extra $500 or $1,000 is going to make more sense to you in the long run.
Midway Auto Dealership's taking care of you. Again, they're changing things up with the urea free, so if you want 2012, this is the time to do it. Or if you want to take that next step, 2013 is there for you. And you don't have to worry about the price. Online, thinkmidway.com, on the windshield when you arrive on the lot on 2nd Avenue.
Yeah, that's the big thing, and that's something we've really been focusing on and talking about. If you actually go online, and we dare to compare. I mean, we're one of the few places out there that says, yeah, hop online. Go ahead and compare our prices, our hassle-free prices, to anybody's out there. You know, the big thing is, and it's always kind of been this way in the car business, you know, don't give too much information over the phone. Hey, just get them in the store. Ask them when they could be here. And we do want to see you come into the store. We do want to get you in here. But we also believe that if you call in and you show interest, we should go ahead and get you the information that you want over the phone. And that's the great part about the hassle-free philosophy. You're not going to have to go out to the dealership and ask the salesperson, hey, what's your lowest price on this vehicle? Well, I'll tell you what, if you drive the vehicle, if you like this vehicle, we can go inside. I'll take another 20, 30 minutes of your time, get with my manager. We can go back and forth a whole bunch, and then I'll get you that lowest possible price. We believe time and money are important, and those are two things I don't think anybody can ever have too much of. So we want to go ahead and limit the amount of time you're going to have to spend in a dealership and maximize the amount of money you can save. With the hassle-free pricing philosophy, I promise you folks, it's going to happen.
Andy, thanks for coming in today. Folks, if you see a Midway sticker on the back of a vehicle, you're going to see them everywhere. And as I've always said, when you pull up next to them at the stoplight, they're the ones smiling because they got the best deal available at Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram or Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac, South 2nd Avenue. Hey, happy holidays. Merry Christmas.
Hey, Merry Christmas to you too, Doug.
We'll be back with more on the Doug and Daddy Show right after this.
Come on in. Let the games begin.
Hi, this is Jeremy from HK Sports Bar and Grill. I want to tell you about some exciting menu changes starting this month. From gourmet burgers and 8 flavors of real New York-style buffalo wings to prime Nebraska beef and barbecue brisket smoked in-house. I also want to remind you, we have the perfect spot for private dining. So whether it's Tommy's birthday party, Sally's going away party, your company Christmas party, or you just want to bring the gang from work down for a drink.
Come on in, let the games begin.
In radio.
Hi, it's The Herd. We're all familiar with the frustrations of bounce backs when emailing a file that's too big or trying to send confidential files securely. Good luck with that. Or needing a document while you're out of the office. Here's an answer. ShareFile by Citrix. An answer for all three. The best way to send, share, and receive a file of almost any size because it was designed for business. With ShareFile, every file stays under your control. So first of all, you know it's secure. And then you can manage who has access and for how long. And you can see when files are opened and by whom. It allows you to access files from any computer or even better, mobile device. You gotta love ShareFile. No more bounce back. More security. Try it today. I've got a special offer for a month, a full 30-day free trial. But you got to go to ShareFile.com, click on the radio mic, enter my name, Colin, ShareFile.com, and type in my name. What's that? Colin, C-O-L-I-N, ShareFile.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Farm Bureau agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers in Kearney know health insurance. As independent and authorized producers of Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska,
independent licensees of the Blue Cross Blue Shield Association. Rich Peters and Matt Myers will work with you to make sure you have health insurance coverage that fits your needs. Their approach is simple. They listen. And will tailor a policy that'll work within your budget. When you need health insurance, just call Rich Peters and Matt Myers, your local Farm Bureau agents. Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company. Western Agricultural Insurance Company. Securities and services offered through FBL Marketing Services, LLC. Affiliate, Farm Bureau Financial Services.
Sunny to partly cloudy skies develop across the area today with a high up in the mid-50s. Winds out of the west still meanwhile stay from 5 to 10. For tonight, skies will stay mainly clear with a low temperature near 20. I'm meteorologist Paul Frobley. Right now it's 46.
Doug and Daddy Show with Spencer Schubert of NTV with us on our Thursdays. We've got fantasy football that we're going to get to with Luke Hoover in just a few minutes from RotoWire and RotoWire.com. Want to get through the rest of the day's sports. There is Thursday night NFL action tonight. Cincinnati and Philadelphia. I think the Eagles, with the fresh faces of Bryce Brown in the backfield and Foles at the quarterback, I just think it brings some energy, and actually I think they're going to give Cincinnati all they want tonight.
Yeah, you know, Philly right now is a team that still has the weapons. I mean, Nick Foles, he played at Arizona. He knows how to play quarterback. You have a guy like Bryce Brown that's coming onto the scene that's doing really well at the running back position. So it'll be interesting to see. And Cincinnati's really playing for their playoff lives. They might need to win out. I'd have to see the standings again. But Cincinnati, they gotta go, and they got to go now.
Yeah, they got to keep winning. There's no doubt about it. A tough loss against Dallas for them last week. Also, it's not official, but all Nebraska fans, the way that they're psychotic about their recruiting, David Neville reportedly coming to Nebraska. That's the kid from Canada that we've been talking about with Brian Munson, Sean Callahan, and the likes here the last week. 6'8", 290-pound offensive tackle. He's got it narrowed down to Nebraska, Alabama, and West Virginia. And he is supposed to make his announcement on Tuesday, but last night, Josh Banderas, Nebraska commit out of Lincoln Southwest, tweeted, "Welcome new 2013 commit David Neville to the family." So there you go. Also, Nebraska volleyball, they lose a two-year starter in Lara Dykstra. The libero is leaving, and that is a big deal. So Nebraska missing her. Josh Jones is going to be out for a while, going in for another heart procedure after passing out before the Nebraska game. And Greg McDermott, the coach, says then in a month they're going to have to do another one, and then we'll know where his athletic career is after that. And handful of high school basketball games tonight here on ESPN Radio. Ravenna is at Gibbon, while on Classic Hits 98.9. Minden is at Grand Island Central Catholic, both doubleheaders scheduled to begin at 6 o'clock, and you can always hear them on PlatteRiverPreps.com. So just kind of want to throw this out. It's something that has been touched on, and just people go, well, we can't pick you up on the radio. Or, you know, signal-wise, that's why we throw out PlatteRiverPreps.com.
Yeah.
How much are you on your radio or on your computer more now?
Me personally, computer.
Yeah.
Hands down. And you can do that. PlatteRiverPrepSports.com. Yeah. I mean, it's one of those deals where that's where you listen now. I mean, Pandora Radio, what's that? Computer.
Yeah.
Or a tablet. So, you can do that right here. Listen to us, Doug and Daddy.
Check it out, folks. Let's get to Luke Hoover from RotoWire. Luke, how's it going?
It's going well. How are you guys doing?
Well, I'm in nervous time. I won one league.
Yeah.
I won one league. I finished second, tied for second in the other. Got knocked out of the playoffs last week with Peyton Manning, Arian Foster, and Calvin Johnson on the same team, eliminated from the playoffs. Yeah, tell me about it. But folks are either starting their playoffs or they're into their semifinals. Is there anything special at this time of the year that you really need to focus on?
You know, at this time of year, I try to just remind myself to you know, stick with your best players and try not to get, you know, too cute and too creative with your matchups, and play the guys that got you there for the most part. you know, I say that, and I've written it several times in the last few weeks, and at the same time, I find myself having second thoughts and being a little torn with the way Aaron Rodgers has played of late. I've got him in a couple leagues, and, you know, was counting on him to take me all the way this year like he did with a lot of teams last year. But he struggled so much late, and I really am not a big fan of his matchup this week in Soldier Field.
All right, well, let's get right into the questions. We'll start with Merritt. He wants to know, he's guessing Ahmad Bradshaw won't play with the sprained knee. You can fill us in if he's wrong. But if he does play, who would you play, Ahmad Bradshaw, Darren Sproles, or Joique Bell?
Picking just one?
Yep.
Picking one. I would go with Darren Sproles probably either way. I think he's going to be pretty involved with that pass game, and, you know, the Saints are playing worst passing defense in the league in terms of yards allowed in Tampa Bay, so I think Drew Brees is going to have a bounce back, throw it all over the field against them. I don't know with Bradshaw. I think they probably sit him, but he's a tough player. He's played through a lot of injuries in the past. Coughlin's probably not going to let you know until game time, but I like Sproles a little better anyhow.
Luke Hoover of RotoWire, and check it out, rotowire.com, 24/7, right up to kickoff. All right, we started this last week, and maybe one question the first week you went in, but right in front of me, I've got Bryce Brown. I've got three questions that involve that from three different emailers here in the Doug Popper inbox.
Make
so
that four.
You got one, too. So I guess if you want to start with a Bryce Brown overview, that's fine. But John here says, made it through the first round of my playoffs with Alfred Morris on the bench and Bryce Brown starting. So, better start this week, Brown or Morris?
Well, you know what? I'd love to get them both in the lineup. It's hard to bench either player. Morris has obviously done it all year, and he's hot recently, having a lot of good, you know, a string of good games. I think it could impact him if RG3 sits, and Cleveland's defense is a solid unit, but, you know, they will give up yardage. I would probably play Morris over Brown this week, but, you know, you want to consider that Tampa Bay has the number one rush defense, and I think that's what limited Brown in that game. As soon as he started getting stoned a little bit, they went away from him entirely. Nick Foles, you know, took advantage of a bad pass defense the rest of the way. I think Brown will bounce back. I still like Morris slightly better, but Brown's a guy you want to have in your lineup otherwise in just about every league.
All right, Jason says, I need to play two out of the three, Bryce Brown, McFadden, Ballard.
I'm definitely Brown, and I would, you know what, if I'd say McFadden. It's really close, believe it or not, because Ballard's got that job to himself, but he's playing the Texans on the road in a game they're going to really want, you know, to make a statement after they got shellacked by New England in primetime. So I think I'd give McFadden a chance. You know, he retweaked his ankle a little bit last week, but it sounds like he's going to be a go and play this week anyhow. And the Chiefs' defense isn't really slowing anybody down.
Or is Arizona's. Let's go to more Bryce Brown questions. Andrew says, how confident should I be in him after last week? I have Bilal Powell, who goes against a soft Tennessee defense, and David Wilson. So I guess it's Powell, Wilson, Brown.
Well, if you're just picking one, I would probably go with Brown. Wilson had a monster game, and he's certainly capable of doing that again. And part of that will depend on whether or not Bradshaw does suit up. But, you know what, I don't think last week should let people get too down on Brown. He's, like I said, it was the number one run defense. They've stopped a lot of good running backs this season, and they completely went away from him. If he kept getting the ball, the numbers would have, you know, come alive there a little bit. And he will bounce back. I fully expect that. He's a tremendous talent. He's got all the physical ability, so I would go with Brown.
Terrence has two flex positions that are currently occupied by Reggie Wayne and Darren McFadden. Would you start any of the following players over these two? Bryce Brown, David Wilson, Hakeem Nicks, or Greg Jennings?
I would go with both those running backs, Brown and Wilson, actually, over them. Unless it's a PPR league, in which case I'd probably still stick with Reggie Wayne over maybe Wilson. You know, if that's a standard scoring league, I like Brown and Wilson. I think Wayne's going to be limited a fair amount by that Texans defense. And, you know, like I said earlier, I think McFadden, it's a possibility that, you know, if Oakland builds a big lead with his ankle maybe still bothering him, they rest him and they put Reese in a little bit more. But, you know, it's a good matchup for him if he is healthy.
Also from Terrence, he's in this two-quarterback league. He has Aaron Rodgers, Eli Manning, Colin Kaepernick, who should he sit out of those three?
You know what? This is, as I alluded earlier, this is kind of the headache I'm dealing with. I have Russell Wilson backing up Aaron Rodgers in two leagues, and I'm actually considering making the switch. Probably I won't ultimately do it because, like I said, play your best guys. His best guys are Rodgers and Manning. That's who I'd go with.
We're talking with Luke Hoover of RotoWire, as we do every Thursday here on the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio. I've got just a couple minutes, so you can email the Dent Popper inbox or hit us on Facebook, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. This is a touchdown-only league, Luke, and it says double points for receiving touchdowns from your running backs. Play two of these three: Stephen Ridley, Darren Sproles, no Sean Moreno.
Well, I would, it's a really tough matchup for him, but I would ride Stephen Ridley out the rest of the way. The 49ers have only given up, I want to say, three rushing touchdowns on the season, but he's coming in with six straight, and I'd take a chance on him. Even though he's not going to get you a receiving touchdown, he's probably going to give you a good shot at getting the end zone. Sproles is the guy who's got a shot at getting the end zone through the air, so I would definitely go with Sproles over Moreno.
Another quarterback question involving Aaron Rodgers. Do you take Aaron Rodgers or Andrew Luck this week?
You know, that one's close because Luck is certainly going to have to throw the ball a fair amount. But with the Texans' defense being strong and considering that he has turned it over quite a bit this year, I kind of see this as a game where Luck maybe gets one, two scores at the most, but probably exceeds that number with picks, you know, either two or three picks, and possibly a fumble in there as well. So I would lean towards Rodgers, who I think is a little safer because I don't expect him to turn the ball over.
All right, Luke, time to win me some leagues. I got three questions for you to save my seasons. I'm in the playoffs.
No pressure, right?
Here you go. It's all on you. Matt Ryan or Matt Schaub this week?
Matt Ryan.
Okay. Need every point I can get in another league. I got the 49ers defense in both of these leagues. Do I sit them against the Patriots that have, I think, allowed a defense to score a whopping 5 points as their high for the season?
Well, what would some of your other options be?
Well, no defense in one league and no defense in the other. So I need some help.
No backups.
No backup defenses. No more moves.
There are some. You can't make a move?
Nope, can't make a move. We got move restrictions. Dang NTV League.
I got you. Well, you're going to kind of have to hope that those 49ers step up. Alden Smith's chasing the sack record, so I could see him maybe getting one or two on on Brady and putting up some points there. I don't think they're going to put 42 points on the 49ers like they did the Texans. The Texans, as good a defense as they are, people are forgetting they're thin at linebacker right now. You know, Brian Cushing's out. They've had some other injuries there. And so, you know, they're not as at their full strength. And they're susceptible to some offenses. We saw the Jaguars, you know, go off on them a few weeks back, and then the Lions on Thanksgiving put up points. So I don't think the Texans are quite on the level of San Francisco. I think their defense will be a little better this week.
So your prediction is San Francisco will actually score at least 1 point. They will produce something.
They're not going to get you negative points. They certainly wouldn't keep them out of the lineup.
All right, perfect. We'll put them back in because I had them out right now. They're projected -3 in one league. Finally, sit one of these guys: Michael Crabtree, Brian Hartline, Randall Cobb, and Quan Bolden.
Out of that group, I would have to sit Brian Hartline. Anquan's played well in the last couple of weeks. He's got three touchdowns. You know, Flacco is looking his way a lot because he's their, you know, their possession target. And he's the guy who's going to move the chains. And, you know, Cobb and Crabtree are tough to bench just in general. Crabtree's played well of late, and he's got a good matchup in a game. You've got to figure the Niners are going to have to throw it.
Yeah, Bolden on my bench. Thanks for coming alive, Anquan. Sure appreciate it. What if you – this is a general question. I've heard a lot of people saying – and I actually have Robert Griffin III and Tony Romo on the same team. There's a couple of friends of mine that actually in other leagues have done both. Well, what do you tell me, those guys, anybody that has RG3?
Well, I wouldn't play him this week. Even if he's going to go – see, that's a tough one because I really am not a fan of Tony Romo this week. Des Bryant dealing with the finger injury. The Steelers coming in, you got to figure they're mad after a terrible performance. But at the same time, you know, if Philip Rivers can go on the road and do what he did to Pittsburgh and get three into the end zone, you know, then you got to give Tony Romo a chance. Miles Austin and Jason Witten are still very capable. You know, Kevin Ogletree and some of their deeper receivers could come in and produce if Dez Bryant either can't play, you know, or if he's very limited or has to come out of that game. I would worry too much with RG3 because of the knee. It's going to limit, you know, his ability on the ground, which has been, you know, a big source of his fantasy production. And at the same time, you just don't know if he does start, can he finish that game? He may have to come out in the first quarter, maybe it's the second or the third, but either way, it's a too risky of a play. I'd definitely go with another option.
Well, Luke, we're out of time. I think we answered a lot of questions, so thanks as always for your help. And, you know, we'll chat again next week, and I already know that fantasy football is not over when the regular season ends, because now they've invented playoff fantasy football, so we'll have to get your thoughts on that as well. But, Luke, as always, thanks
Absolutely.
For the time. Thanks for the time, and we'll talk to you next week. You bet. Luke Hoover, RotoWire, rotowire.com. Folks, it's the place to keep up to date on everything that's going on. Vote on our poll question at ESPNSuperstation.com. Yesterday, which is the harder job, college coach or NFL coach? What do you think, Spencer?
I'd go NFL because they can fire you a lot quicker. And, yeah, I'd just go with the NFL. They have a quicker gun.
It seems like the more time, you have to put in more time. It seems that way. Maybe that's not the case because you're always trying to recruit as a college coach. 59% of our listeners said college coach. 41% said NFL coach. I think the money probably makes being an NFL coach a little easier. Yeah. Our poll question today, which size would you prefer?
The
NFL playoffs. All of a sudden, they're talking about that all the time here. Roger Goodell, right now, 12 teams make the playoffs. Do you like that? Do you want it to go 14, 16? What do you like?
Why would you go 14 or 16? That's just half the league. That's like high school football in the state of Nebraska. You could be 3-6 and be in. So I'd stick it with where it's at. I like where it's at. I like the wild card situation, and I wouldn't move a thing.
It does make you play football. And the funny thing is, recently, the Giants, the Cardinals, whoever else you want to throw in there, the Packers, two of those three won Super Bowls. The Cardinals probably should have won the Super Bowl against the Steelers. They wouldn't have got in had they had one little weird thing and a tiebreaker go against them. So, I don't know. I don't want to see 18 regular season games.
No.
14? Tell me how you're going to do it.
Yeah.
Who's going to get the bye? Do you want to have a bye? I'm not totally against that. So, folks, vote on our poll question today at ESPNSuperstation.com. But now the fun part is our show comes to an end, and we go into our final break. It's that time for the Midway Auto Dealership PBR Challenge, coming to the Buffalo County Fairgrounds and the Exposition Center this Saturday night at 7:30. LJ Jenkins, defending champion Chase Outlaw, and some of the top bull riders from the PBR circuit are at this PBR event. You can ride the mechanical bull. Reggie Shaw and Justin McBride will be on hand, and they'll be doing some great things as well. Let's give you a chance to win tickets right now. And I think this is a pretty tough trivia question, so you're going to have to know a little something about rodeo. 888-455-ESPN. Justin McBride, who really kind of got this whole thing started because he was so good at riding bulls, first one to earn $5 million in a rodeo. A lot of people know that he grew up and went to high school in Mullen, Nebraska. He went to college on a rodeo scholarship for 1 year, and that college is located west of Mullen, Nebraska. What college did Justin McBride attend? 888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776. If you know the answer, call now, and the first correct caller gets a pair of tickets to the Midway Auto Dealership PBR Challenge on Saturday. We'll be right back.
Fall is here, and for guys, that means one thing, football. Each week, nearly 12 million men settle into their favorite recliner to cheer on their favorite team. For men over 30, the inactivity creates lost muscle tone, reduced sex drive, and excess belly fat. This year, don't get sacked by the football season. Change your game plan with the help of Complete Nutrition's strongest, most potent youth energy and weight loss enhancer, the Charger Pack. With its new testosterone-infused formula, the Charger Pack delivers men over 30 the fastest, most undeniable results possible.
Regain your muscle, recharge your libido, and sack stubborn belly fat with the Charger Pack, available exclusively from Complete Nutrition.
If you experience excessive weight loss in your first 10 days, please contact your Complete Nutrition consultant to adjust your plan.
Find Complete Nutrition in Grand Island just north of Gordman's off Highway 281 and in Kearney just north of Sun Mart on 2nd Avenue.
Complete Nutrition.
Just in time for the holidays, the Home Depot has the Ryobi 18-volt lithium-ion drill kit for just $99, including a drill, two long-lasting lithium-ion batteries, a charger, plus a tool bag. It'll make a great gift Christmas morning. And great projects possible every other day of the year. So give the gift of doing with Ryobi 18-volt drill kit just $99. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. While supplies last, U.S. only, see store for details.
Ba-ba Black Sheep, have you any wool? No, sir, no, sir. Some nincompoop with pantyhose pulled over his face stole all my wool sweaters and gaming system. Luckily, the Geico Insurance Agency recently helped me with renter's insurance. Everything stolen was replaced, and the little boy who lives down the lane was caught trying to sell it online. Call Geico and see how easy it is to switch and save on renter's insurance.
College football on ESPN Radio and ESPNradio.com. Bowl season kicks off with a Gildan New Mexico Bowl as two of the best running backs in the nation go head-to-head. Stephon Jefferson leads Nevada against the nation's leading rusher, Kadeem Carey, and the Arizona Wildcats.
It's Arizona-Nevada Saturday at noon, followed by Utah State and Toledo at 3:30. The college football bowl season right here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. We've got a winner for our PBR tickets, and I didn't think this was possible.
Two calls in, no less.
That's great. And the answer is, well, I didn't think we could possibly, and I don't know why I didn't think this, but our winner is from a town smaller than Mullen. Mm. Congratulations to Trent from Ayr.
I like it.
I love it. I drive through Ayr every time I go to Blue Hill. Congratulations to Trent from Ayr. He's going to the Midway Auto Dealership PBR Challenge Saturday night, 7:30 at the Buffalo County Fairgrounds and Exposition Center. The answer, where did Justin McBride attend college? I don't think I could have ever done this. UNLV, Nevada, Las Vegas. So I guess if you want to be at the Thomas and Mack Center, you just will go to school there.
You know who else went to UNLV?
Yeah, a lot of basketball players.
Yeah, a lot of them. And a tall guy that's now the sports guy in Kearney, Nebraska. Dave Greek himself went to UNLV.
I saw him last year. UNLV played Duke or something like that on TV, mm-hmm. and I saw him at one of the sports establishments and wearing the sport in the UNLV thing, and then I found that out.
Yeah.
So, yeah, the Greekster, he's a Westerner. Folks, if you want to watch tonight's NCAA Final Four Volleyball, you want to watch the NFL game, you want to watch some college basketball, you want to watch it all, do it at the Chicken Coop, Kearney and Grand Island. They're open 7 days a week, and on Thursday, their lunch special is the Po' Boy Shrimp Sandwich with your choice of side item for $5.99. It is outstanding, and of course, every day they've got happy hour from 2 to 5:30. There's not a bad seat in the house to play the Keno, to watch all of the great HD TVs, and watch your favorite sports. If it doesn't happen to be on, just ask one of the friendly folks that are working there, whether they're bar staff, whether they're waiters or waitresses. Heck, even the cooks, I think, have to know how to run the TVs. They get your game on at the Chicken Coop, Kearney and Grand Island. Before we get out of here, some news that has just come across the wire here from the University of Nebraska. After being named a third-team All-American by the Baseball Writers Association after last year, Nebraska junior Michael Pritchard selected as a second-team preseason All-American today. And senior outside hitter Gina Mancuso named to the Capital One academic All-American Division I volleyball team today. So that's number 302. We told you about the football players, including Rex Burkhead. And was it Sean Fisher or was it? Yeah, I think it was Sean Fisher. They were 300 and 301, and now Mancuso's 302.
The number keeps growing.
Volleyball semifinals tonight. Texas plays Michigan. Penn State takes on Oregon. And those games are on ESPN2. And my final note, next to final note, because is it 2 o'clock yet? It probably should be. The prepvolleyball.com finished up their national high school rankings for the year. Papillion La Vista South finishes number one in the country as the best high school volleyball team in the land. Omaha Marion, whose only losses were to Papillion La Vista South, five of them, including the state finals. Second in Class A, they're ranked 24th in the country. And the only undefeated volleyball team in the state of Nebraska this year was Kearney Catholic, and they finished the year nationally ranked 29th. And that is astonishing.
Awesome. Mm-hmm.
Congratulations to the Stars. And finally, the final note, two teams that have never played in the NAIA National Football Championship play tonight in Rome, Georgia. Morningside out of the GPAC, Marion, Indiana. Marion found its football program just 6 years ago. Now they're one victory away from winning it all. Morningside knocked off the defending national champion St. Xavier of Illinois 47-19 in the semifinals.
Wow.
Reason these teams have never been there is Carroll Montana's always there, 8 of the last 10. But this year they did not even get into the playoffs.
Yeah, it just shows you the parity.
Probably need a new coach, huh?
About that time.
Tomorrow on the Doug and Daddy Show, Jim Langan is in as my co-host, and Mike Perenio, the race and sports book czar of the Mandalay Bay in Las Vegas, rejoined us to bring us home on this great Sunday of NFL football and to get you ready for the bowl games. Also, Ben Jones, one of the men that will be riding in the PBR, Australian-born, will join us on the show tomorrow. So be with us for that. We'll give you another chance to win some PBR tickets. Thanks to Mike Shadwinkle, Grand Island Wrestling Coach Pete Roussel of CoachingSearch.com, Luke Hoover of RotoWire, and, of course, to you, Spencer Schubert from
NTV.
Always
fun. Always fun.
And Carney. Are you Carney or are you NTV?
Everything. I'm from everything. No. NTV, Carney, I'm everything.
Enjoy your day off. Go do something.
I will. I'll try.
Folks, we'll see you tomorrow on the Doug and Daddy Show.
All sports, one source, two stations. KICS Hastings, KXPN Carney. Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over!